Good evening. This is an extraordinary period for America's economy. Over the past few weeks, many Americans have felt anxiety about their finances and their future.
Have yourself a very little Christmas. May your purse be
light as a feather.
Or in a year, your payments will be out of sight.
Unless, of course, the banks go under.
That's why I'm saying, have yourself a very little Christmas. Whether straight or gay,
at least money don't discriminate.
Hold your cash and
save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty more of those to go around.
Here we are as in olden days, like those Dust Bowl days of yore.
Where's the New Deal when you need it?
Faithful friends disappear to us when their jobs go bust. Once more,
God, we don't work for GM, Chrysler, or Ford.
In a year, we all will be together for some food stamp chow.
It don't taste as bad as you'd think.
Until then, we'll just have to muddle through some.
Obama, take your vow already.
So have yourself a very little Christmas now.
Hey, GW, any words of wisdom?
I understand their worry and their frustration. We've seen triple-digit swings in the stock market. Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We're in the midst of a serious financial crisis, and the federal government is responding with decisive action. We boosted confidence in money market mutual funds and acted to prevent major investors from intentionally driving down stocks for their own personal gain. Most importantly, my administration is working with Congress to address the root cause behind much of the instability in our markets. Financial assets related to home mortgages have lost value during the housing decline, and the banks holding these assets have restricted credit. As a result, our entire economy is in danger.